are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to midnight Eastern Time. Taking your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about, toll free, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So today, Rutgers student Darun Ravi was sentenced to 30 days in jail for using a webcam to spy on his roommate, Tyler Clemente, back in 2010, when Tyler Clemente had planned a romantic encounter with another gentleman. This was uploaded to the internet. Tyler was extremely embarrassed from what we understand, and then committed suicide a few days later. So we've been watching the Darun Ravi case, and Judge Glenn Berman told Ravi to report to the Middlesex County Adult Correctional Facility on May 31. Now, he's 20 years old, was convicted of 15 criminal counts, including bias, intimidation, and invasion of privacy for using his webcam to view his 18-year-old roommate, Tyler Clemente, kissing another man September 2010. Clemente committed suicide days after the online peeping and quickly became a symbol, they say, of plight, the plight of gay youth in America and cyberbullying. Supporters saw Ravi as a symbol, too, of the justice system gone awry in search of someone to blame. Did they? During a rally in which several hundred protesters showed up at a New Jersey State House meeting. The group also gathered to call attention to what they see as injustices in New Jersey's hate crime laws. Ravi could face deportation to India, where he is born and remains a citizen. The judge said he added a notation to his judgment recommending that Ravi not be deported. Now, this is being reported in CBS News. Now, from what we understand, the judge did not feel it was a hate crime. They thought that it was colossally, how did he word it? Trying to remember how he worded it. I love that word, colossally, though. It was intimidating, of course, inappropriate, but it wasn't considered a hate crime. He said he doesn't believe Darun Ravi hated Tyler Clemente. And, of course, you know, many people were really upset by this ruling, saying, wait a second, he should have gotten a lot more jail time. But remember, and this is a horrible case, and as much as I think cyberbullying and videotaping people having sex, I mean, should be a crime, I don't think the court system or the justice system knows what to do with something like this. Okay? When we heard the story portrayed in the media, it sounded like, again, you can't interview, unfortunately, the boy who died. You know, if he had said, you know, Darun Ravi is forcing me to do this, whatever, maybe that would have given prosecution a little bit more leeway in court. But we are surmising that this event is what did it. Was it the straw that broke the camel's back? Was it the cherry on top? What was it? All right. So, unfortunately, and I was watching this with some concern. You know, because, you know, you don't want to use Ravi, let's say, as an example to teach other kids not to cyberbully and videotape others. However, this would have been a very, very good lesson. All right. You know, him only getting 30 days in jail, you know, when he possibly could have caused the death and somebody else committing suicide seems kind of light. But then again, if the court couldn't prove that he really caused the death, that this could have been one of multiple things, then jail time is questionable. In fact, it sounds like both sides are going to appeal this, right? So I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what it would have been the most appropriate sentence. You know, personally, I think anybody should have the book thrown at them who decides to secretly videotape somebody and then post it on the internet. I think there should be some sort of a punishment, some sort of something set, right, in stone, that is, you know, easily jail time and for years. But I don't think, like I said, I think our whole cyber world grew so quickly that the legal system, the police system, et cetera, it hasn't caught up. So we'll see where this goes. Personally, though, I would just recommend to anybody in a situation similar that I don't think videotaping is going down by any means. I think videotaping other people and uploading it to YouTube is on the rise, because right now, again, we still don't have any precedent set of any real severe punishment for people doing things like that. So as far as I'm concerned, any of you have in a dorm room, apartment, etc., keep it uncluttered. You know, I would educate yourself on things that can have secret cameras. You know, many, there's like these little clocks. You know, if you go to these websites to, you know, find how you could have a camera attached, there's so much to learn. You know, you could have little clocks, you could have little dolls, you could have little teddy bears. Your roommate could say, oh, I really, really love that teddy bear. I really do. I'd say, keep it in your room. Keep it in your room. We're going to have all the counters clear. Oh, but I just like my teddy bear decorating the toilet. No. The only thing that has to be in the bathroom are your toothbrushes, and anything else can be in the cabinet. And I'm not saying be paranoid. But I mean, if we have this potential where people are that sick, where they're going to want to videotape you and upload it, you know, onto YouTube or video or watch it later, etc., then just don't let yourself be videotaped. First, live alone. Maybe don't have a roommate. But if you have to have a roommate or a dorm mate, etc., no clutter, nothing. All right. Doors, closets closed, drawers closed, no clutter. The cleaner you can be, the more difficult it is to hide something. Look in your lampshades, you know, check, and it's, you know, because many of these cameras, they don't look like cameras. They could be in clocks or stuffed toys, etc. And there's an argument you could always get. I mean, if somebody's really, really pushing that they want that, you know, you could say, well, just have everything face your side of the room. And if you see anything out of place, you know, fix it or chuck it out the window. Things get chucked out the window. When I was in the dorm, things got chucked out the window all the time. Especially water balloons, but we got in trouble for that. And again, I don't want you to be paranoid, but educate your kids and your teenagers and your college students and, you know, et cetera, you know, that this is how people are getting taped. And it doesn't have to be the American Pie type of camera. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,593.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,633.53, $816.77 for a half ounce, or $408.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,633.53, $816.77, and $408.38.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Attention! Information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess while, you know, students are figuring out how to spy on their roommates with cameras, they really should be learning their spelling. We have an autocorrect generation that really can't spell many common words because they have autocorrect. And I have to admit, even me too. I'll type and then I'll do a word check or my spell check on the computer, and I'm noticing less and less do I have to try to remember how to spell these words. Problem is with spell check, they don't cover the medical words. And those are the ones I really need help on. I can do the regular words, but the medical words, those are the tough ones. Anyway, they say computer spell checks have created an autocorrect generation, unable to spell common words like necessary and separate. This was found in a survey. Separate is a word I missed in grade school on a spelling bee, so I'll always remember separate. I spelled it S-E-P-E-R instead of S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E. And I never lived that down because I really wanted to. I was one of those students who should have aced spelling bees. But a word like that knocked me out, and I was upset. They say only 1 in 5 adults out of 2,000 who took a short spelling test were able to answer all 5 questions correctly. Well, that's kind of small, but 65% failed to spell necessary correctly, while 33% struggled with definitely and separate. Respondents also admitted to extensive use of computer spell checks and autocorrect functions while writing emails and documents. 18% said they use spell checks all the time, while a further 21% relied on them most of the time. Despite this, now this was a test in Great Britain, 76% described their abilities as very good and fairly good. Students emerged as the worst spellers, with only 13% getting all five questions correctly. Women are better at spelling than men, they say, and women age 65 scored the highest marks. So, what do we take from this? I don't know. You know how upset we were when calculators came out? And we're like, what are we doing? These kids are using calculators, and they're not going to learn how to think in their head and math. And you know, we just, our smartphones are making us stupid. I've always said that. And I even feel it myself. And the funny thing is not only are we having a problem where we don't know how to spell because of autocorrect, we also now have changed society to allow misspellings. It's almost cute. You know, I'm getting to the point where I get lazy. Typing and texting is such a pain that I don't even capitalize what I'm supposed to. I don't punctuate appropriately. I don't. And I won't spell word. If I see I misspelled a word, I don't correct it because I'm like, oh, they got the point. And so not only are we having people that don't know how to spell, we're also having people that don't care. I know gosh darn well you capitalize the letter I, but if the I comes out uncapitalized, I'm not going to waste time fixing it. We're getting lazier. If I don't put the proper punctuation, like a semicolon, you know, between two thoughts, I'll just double space and type a different thought. And we'll spell you with the letter U instead of Y-O-U. Right, we're coming up with all these acronyms, these LOL, or rolling on the floor laughing, or whatever. We're garnering a flavor of mediocrity. It's okay for us to misspell. When my kids text me, you know, whatever they say is fine. I'm so happy I got a text from them that I know they're fine. Yet, if it was my mom and I wrote her a letter when I was a kid or a note that was misspelled, grammatically incorrect, using any slang, we were not allowed to use slang in our household. No way. I remember I wrote cuz, not for cousin, but, you know, it was something like, I'm doing this cuz I'm hungry. Cuz, it's because. I mean, my mom was so on us for grammatical errors and halfway English. She wouldn't let us flinch with that. Now it's great. I'm a grown-up, so I'll text her LOL, leave me alone. And it won't say leave me alone. It'll say leave me alone. L-E-M-M-E, alone. Leave me alone. When she's bugging me. Because that's quicker to spell, and it doesn't mess with the autocorrect. Yeah, you're also becoming very paranoid that if you spell certain words, they'll autocorrect. So you're now starting to use different words so you don't get the autocorrect. Is that ridiculous? What is wrong with us? Oh, well. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so a man in his 40s becomes the third person to fall down Niagara Falls and survives. But he threw himself over on purpose. It was supposed to be a suicide plunge. Let me see. It's an unidentified man. Unidentified was only the third person known to have gone over the falls without a safety device and lived. Niagara Parks police say witnesses reported seeing the man climb over the railing at 10:20 a.m. earlier last, or was it today? And deliberately jump over Horseshoe Falls into the Niagara River. Gosh, if you've never been to Niagara Falls, it is exquisite. Parks Police Sergeant Chris Gallagher, the first rescuer to reach the man. We have confirmed reports from witnesses that he entered the water above the Canadian Horseshoe Falls and was swept over the falls. He surfaced in the river basin near an observation platform. The man is believed to be in his early 40s, was rescued about 2 hours after he collapsed in waist-deep water. Must be cold, too. Breathtaking images showed the victim and his rescuer dangling high above the falls in an aerial fire truck. Can you imagine him going, no, I'm afraid of heights. I don't want to be in this. Tough. A waiting helicopter flew him to the hospital where a spokeswoman said he was critical but not life-threatening injuries. Wow. He had some abrasions to the head and the rest of his body. He was in good condition, considering. The jump does appear to have been a suicide attempt. Boy, to live through that, he must be destined to live. Hope this guy gets a clue. All right, it was the first time since March 11, 2009 that someone jumped into the falls. Wait a second, didn't Lois Lane jump into Niagara Falls? Didn't she do that? And then Clark had to try and save her, but he didn't want to chase his Superman? Yeah, she was an idiot. All right. Apparently, March 11, 2009, there was a 30-year-old Canadian man who was never identified, survived after he plummeted into the water, suffered from a contusion to the head and hypothermia. Then Kirk Jones of Michigan decided to leap on October 20, 2003, suffering only battered ribs, bruises, and scrapes. Man, I tell you. I mean, the water's got to be deep, and they probably landed in the right way, and they, you know, it's amazing how, it blows my mind, being a doctor, and I know this is going to kind of sound grim, it amazes me seeing people survive something that would make no sense how they survived, but seeing people die from something so small that, you know, that ended up resulting in their death. It blows my mind. Like, we were talking about the second drowning on the weekend where there was a gentleman through, I believe it was, oh gosh, I think off of Long Island in one of the sounds. And he was helping his friend in a marina, I guess fell out of the boat, got water in his lungs, actually was able to pull himself up, considered a near drowning, but he was okay. He went home a few hours later, told his wife he wasn't feeling good, and ends up dying. So they call it a secondary drowning. Now, you wonder, did he have any cardiac issues? You know, was he susceptible, vulnerable, and the submersion earlier forced him to have a heart attack, stroke, etc.? They're not saying that. They're calling it a secondary drowning. So you see, somebody like this, who wants to live, was just helping his buddy in a marina die, and then you see somebody who wants to die live, who falls through Niagara Falls. There's no rhyme or reason with nature and in medicine. It just blows my mind. I'm not saying nobody should die, nobody should live, but what I'm saying is how could somebody falling out of a boat end up dead 2-3 hours later, yet somebody trying to plunge to their death in Niagara Falls lives? It's amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Now, we were all amazed by the flood with Noah's Ark. Well, you'll be amazed to hear that some billionaire brothers decided to build a 450-foot life-size replica of Noah's Ark. All right? Having been built according to the Bible, Noah's Ark only existed in people's imaginations, although I thought years ago, decades ago, they found pieces in Europe. Anyway, now a group of architects decided to take it on themselves. Thomas, Walter, and Raymond, what's their last name? Landbound Ark has dimensions on a biblical scale, measuring a mass of 450 feet long and 75 feet wide. It's gorgeous. The thing is gorgeous. And the trio even attempted to give the giant boat an air of authenticity by placing 67 pairs of animals at the entrance. But I think they all took poo-poos. The creationist-inspired vessel forms part of a theme park. That's why they're doing it. A theme park near Hong Kong. I get it. I knew there was some money into it. Huh. Cool stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Men often joke about a marriage killing their libido. We also love blaming our lives, stress, and lack of intimacy for lack of desire in the bedroom. But the reality is that it's probably our age, especially those over 40. As we age, we continually lose testosterone. And that, my friend, is what gives us the need and the desire to have the quality of life that we want. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains natural ingredients that effectively increase the levels of testosterone and help reclaim your mood, stamina, and the passion. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 1-800-543-6605 right now for more details. Call 1-800-543-6605 for your free one-month supply. That's 1-800-543-6605 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait, call now. Call 1-800-543-6605. That's 1-800-543-6605.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember about a year ago there was a 2-year-old kid whose sippy cup, rather than having juice, had margarita mix with the tequila? Well, it looks like we have another alcohol intoxication with kids. 2 4-year-old boys enjoying a Mother's Day lunch in Florida. Frenchie's South Beach Cafe were served alcoholic drinks, causing one child to be hospitalized for intoxication. The boys were with their mothers at Frenchie's South Beach Cafe when she ordered them virgin versions of a daiquiri. 2 4-year-old boys. Okay, now you see, that's kind of stupid as it is. Okay, I would call it a smoothie. I don't know if I would be ordering virgin daiquiris for my 4-year-olds. I'd probably be doing milk or water or apple juice. Okay, so that's, I mean, I don't want to blame this completely on mom. But, you know, I mean, I remember as a teenager, I could have a virgin strawberry daiquiri as a treat, and that was, you know, but, you know, having your kids drink virgin alcoholic drinks, you're already kind of looking for trouble. Anyway, so a waitress, when she got the order for the virgin, incorrectly entered the order wrong. So the bartender, I guess, made the real cocktail. One of the children stopped drinking after tasting the cocktail, because it probably tasted the rum. Daiquiris have rum, for those of us that make drinks. While the other drank more and probably liked it and became drunk. According to Clearwater Police, the waitress Christine Johansson, who brought the drinks to the table, was extremely upset. There was no intent involved on anyone's part. It was an accidental incident. Frenchie South Beach Cafe has been open since 1981. I've seen this place. It's really cute. Has a large patio terrace. Daiquiris have rum, lime juice, and a sugar base. Oh, boy. I tell you, you know, parents, you have to sniff, smell, taste everything before it goes into your kids' mouths. You'd be able to identify. I mean, don't be so used to rum where you don't notice it, but you need to look. And again, when it comes to four-year-olds, there's really no reason to be ordering virgin drinks, daiquiris, really. There isn't. Okay? I mean, you could call it a strawberry smoothie. Then do a strawberry smoothie, and they could do that. But they don't have to be having virgin drinks. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, today we found that statin medications, cholesterol medications, can hopefully slow prostate growth in men. Now, this occurred, the research was not published, but the research was discussed at the American Urological Association. Now, we've been talking about enlarged prostates and how it pushes on the bladder, can push on the kidneys, difficulty urinating. And they found that people taking statin medications, they looked at about 6,000 people, they found people taking statin medications did not have increased prostate gland sizes as they would have expected. They had 3.9% less prostate growth. Now, the only thing is the prostate, the slowing down of the prostate growth wasn't long-term. They only saw it after a couple years. So they still need to figure this out, but it's kind of nice to know that if you are taking cholesterol medicine, you're getting a twofer for it, right? One is it helps protect the heart and the arteries, protects you against heart disease. Two is if it helps keep that prostate at bay. Now, unfortunately, we had some news today where the U.S. task force says, let's not screen for prostate cancer anymore. No more PSAs. They have said that PSA screenings result in overdiagnosis of prostate cancer and unnecessary treatment that can leave men impotent and incontinent. All right. Final recommendation comes 7 months after the task force drafted a report giving a D rating for the PSA blood test. Previous guidelines said men should undergo screening beginning at age 50. All right, so I told you what I thought. I thought D was for dumb. All right, I understand. People undergoing prostate cancer treatment, it's debilitating. I understand going through impotence, having incontinence issues, very difficult, absolutely. And unfortunately, I do see men that have undergone therapy. The majority of them, though, are grateful that the cancer was found and addressed. So, you know, do you worry about, this would almost be likened to a woman who had to have a mastectomy and lose her breasts. All right. A woman could say losing my breasts completely, you know, I mean, changed who I was, changed how I am sexually, etc. But of course, the breasts were removed to save her life for breast cancer. So what? Do we stop doing mammograms? You know, I mean, what I think should happen is people should have a discourse with their doctor, okay? If the doctor says, look, we would like to run a PSA, right? If the patient goes, look, I don't care, even if I have cancer, I don't want treatment, well, that's one thing. But if the patient says, yes, I'd like it, let them have it. What's so scary about this recommendation is if the U.S. task force says no to routine PSA testing, then Medicare is going to say, well, I guess we don't have to cover PSA testing for screening anymore. Only if there's a problem. And if routine PSA testing isn't covered by Medicare, then the other insurance companies are going to follow suit. So now we have insurance covering even less than they covered before. And here we are, we have patients going, but my brother had prostate cancer. Family history, isn't that significant? And remember what I told you all. Family history, breast cancer or ovarian cancer could mean the BRCA gene is in your family. And then you could be at risk for prostate cancer. So as far as I'm concerned, you test. But if it does go this way where insurance companies won't cover it, you may have to look at getting the test done. Now, how much does it cost? It depends on the lab. Some of these labs give very good cash discounts. Some don't. My recommendation is just casually call around. See what labs charge. And if your doctor won't order it or won't put a code, then an insurance company will be able to utilize to pay for it, you may have to consider paying cash for these, which absolutely kills me. I mean, you're paying hundreds of dollars each month for your health insurance. It's absolutely ridiculous that you should have to pay cash for a necessary test. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, and then you wonder, will they even cover the prostate cancer? I mean, if you have an elevated PSA, will they even cover it? It's so scary. I don't know how you guys are doing it. And also in today's news, in terms of government trying to save money, I guess they're trying to push going back to the sigmoidoscopy. All right. They are saying the simple scope exam cuts colon cancer deaths and it's cheaper. Well, of course it's cheaper. How many of you had a sigmoidoscopy? A sigmoidoscopy, you'll remember because you were awake. You were awake. They gave you maybe something to relax you and the scope would go up and in. It wouldn't be as long a test as the colonoscopy. It would go up the descending part of the colon. So it would go into the rectum, go up the sigmoid, go to the descending part, stop there. If there were any polyps or anything to biopsy, scope was pulled out and we sent you for the real colonoscopy. If not, they said everything looks good and you're done. I mean, I trained at Kaiser Permanente in L.A. on Sunset doing these every Monday. I could do them blindfolded. But the patients were still uncomfortable. And, you know, if I did see something, I couldn't biopsy it really then and there. I think some of them may have a way where you could take a biopsy. But, again, the patient is not anesthetized. So, you know, it lost favor and many gastroenterologists are just doing the full colonoscopy because you want to be able to make the turn into the transverse colon, make a turn into the right colon, and you want to be able to biopsy, pull out the polyp, cauterize as you go while the patient's asleep and comfortable. We've been doing pretty darn good. I mean, we have been doing very good. We have been cutting down colon cancer deaths. We have been doing amazing. Now they want to mess with it and go cheaper, right, to do a sigmoidoscopy. They say sigmoidoscopy is not a popular choice, but it is the one most used in England. It uses a thin scope and tiny camera, can be done in a doctor's office, requires less bowel prep, and costs $150 to $300 versus $1,000 to $2,000 for colonoscopy. I would say no. I would say go and get the colonoscopy. You know what? This is what I would say. Go talk to your doctor. All right. Find out what you can tolerate. If you could tolerate being awake through it, fine. All I know is I am not going to do a sigmoidoscopy when I could have a colonoscopy. All right. I'd like to be knocked out. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James calling from Kentucky. How you doing, James?
I'm doing just fine, Doc. How you doing?
Good. Not too bad. What's going on?
Well, I just want to talk to you about the Social Security and, that people uses it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What I've read about it is just it's a fraud from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was for the people, why does the government have to have their hands all over it?
Mm-hmm. I know it. You know, when we were talking about why all of a sudden those of you that have put in, or those of us that have been putting in money into the system for years, for us to have Medicare, knowing that we would eventually be able to have these exams pain free, all of a sudden now we're told we got to go cheaper. Where did all the money go? We've been putting the money into the system for years.
Mm-hmm. And, doctor, there's also a thing I've also studied on. I want everybody to look this up. Just don't take my word for it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
The United States is not of America. The United States is a private corporation.
Mm. I tell you, though, it is one of the worst. If it is, it is probably one of the worst run private corporations I've ever seen. What money mismanagement they have. I mean, the worst PR. They have people having sex in the Oval Office with staffers and cigars. I mean, this has got to be the worst run private corporation I've ever seen.
Well, doctor, there's the things that it's all about good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's abuse of power. What it is, it's abuse of power.
Absolutely.
When you got your head held up high like they do in these offices and stuff, you think you can run? They know they can't, and they think they can't be beat. But when the people wakes up and stands up against them, like in Chicago, have y'all been going? Have you been looking at what's happening in Chicago?
But wait a second, James, tell me, how old are you?
I am 34.
Wow, so you're 34. Okay, so I mean, it's amazing that you have this much passion. Thank heaven, you know, the younger group, you know, because I talk to 65-year-olds all the time, and they are scared manureless. And, you know, I'm trying to tell the youth, I talk to college students all the time, going, look, guys, don't just look at this as a problem for old people and seniors, okay, because 65 isn't old. You're going to be 65 one day. So seeing somebody in their 30s, God bless you. Yeah,
hey, doctor, before I go, somebody wants to say hello.
Oh, who wants to say? Oh, hi, who are you?
That's my little niece, Haley.
Oh, man, she sounds adorable. All right, well, James, you take care of things in Kentucky for us, and I'll handle things on my end, okay?
Hey, when news break out, I'll break in.
All right, sounds good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, you know, it's frustrating because many of the younger people, you know, in college age, et cetera, that, you know, are going to be, you know, campaigning for President Obama and, you know, campaigning for the liberal agenda. And I remember being in college, you know, I remember, you know, thinking, well, just the good for everybody. I mean, I was poor. And so I loved being able to, you know, benefit and et cetera. And it shouldn't really be stereotyped that way. But many of us, when we're in college age, it's very easy to, you know, go towards the more liberal side of things. And, you know, so when I talk to college students, you know, about other issues, yeah, it's amazing how many of them are like, you know, look, I know everyone's talking about debt. I know they're talking about Social Security, Medicare, but that's just a long way off for us. And I wish they would have the passion at their age about, and I remember when I was young, you know, I was just thinking about how to get into medical school, you know, if I could afford my birth control and how not to get pregnant. I mean, I was just thinking, you know, if the Lucky Charms was going to be on sale and my $10 allowance, you know, that I set aside budget for groceries would cover it. You know, I wasn't thinking about seniors and Social Security and Medicare. I was just thinking for the day. And so when I see anybody, you know, younger, especially in our 30s or whatever, realizing, look, we need to think ahead. We need to think 30, 40 years ahead. God bless you, because I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm 40, turning 41. Lord have mercy. I mean, it's better than the other, the opposite, you know, the alternative. But, turning 65 and hoping there'll be Social Security for me, that's going to come pretty quick. You know, the years go by quickly the older you get. Somebody said, one of my patients said, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the center, the faster it rolls, right? And so the closer you get to the end, the faster it rolls, right? And so I probably messed that up. Sorry. And it's, you're going to be in your 60s in no time. No time. And I would hate to right now be a baby boomer, okay, trying to figure out how I'm going to make ends meet. If I can, you know, they were talking about more and more seniors can't retire. They can't retire. There's no way, because whatever money they have in the bank, whatever Social Security is giving them, is not going to be enough for them to live on. I mean, look how expensive things are. Look at houses and apartment complexes and groceries. I mean, a gallon of milk is almost $4. This is ridiculous. You know, going out to eat, forget it. Gas? I know gas prices supposedly went down in the last couple of days. I think it's going to go down for Memorial Day weekend, but still, you know, what we are seeing, it's almost impossible. I mean, my mother, she's in her 60s, and I see how she's trying to make it. We help her as much as we can, but she cannot live on her paycheck, and she is in no position now to retire. Now, all I know is if my knees continue to be crickety in my back and things are going the way I think they're going, I'm going to want to retire. I can't be running around the office doing what I'm doing. What if I develop a tremor? How am I supposed to do pap smears or prostate checks? If I can't use my right hand or the arthritis sets in, I'm not going to be able to examine people. Maybe I could go into radiology and I just want to do anything interventional. I don't know what I'd do. Hopefully I'll do radio. I could do radio for life. Doesn't pay the malpractice, but still, you know, I could maybe do radio. But, the thought of us being able to retire and collect a pension is not in the majority of our futures by any means. So if you think you're going to be able to retire at age 65 and live till your 90s, I hope that could happen. But for those of you that are young and listening to the show, going, look, things are going to be fixed by then, I don't know. It would be nice. I hope so. But if the government hasn't been managing money all these decades correctly, what makes you think they're going to manage the money correctly in the forthcoming decades? What makes you think government is going to do it right? I haven't seen any proof that government has done it right up until now. All right. And don't rely on the government. Okay? You know, I remember at our poorest times, my parents would say, look, we can't expect food stamps or the government to help us out. We're going to have to do things ourselves. And I think that's a mentality that we need to prepare for. And we need to train our youth and our Americans to, you know, don't rely on the government. Yes, the government's there and it's nice. But even with unemployment, I mean, look, after 99 weeks, what is everybody living on? Are people getting post 99 weeks unemployment? What's happening out there? All right. It just, you know, you're going to have it just don't expect the government to be there for us later. And I think it's sad because we've put in to the government hoping that there'll be some sort of security later. So I hear you. It's frustrating. And from a healthcare perspective, I hate seeing them recommend cheaper tests that, are more uncomfortable. Yeah, I mean, we were advancing in medicine, and now they're saying, no, let's take a step back. I mean, you know how good we've been doing diagnosing prostate cancer and colon cancer? We've been doing a damn good job. Just for us to now retract to save money, where's the money? We've been putting into insurance this whole time. Where's the money? All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please tune in, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. You all take care.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.